guys get at you. I appreciate your time. You know, first of all, you begin your preparations on the Giants. What strikes you about that receiving core you're matched up against? And possibly, if you're up against Odell Beckham Jr., how do you describe the challenge there?
You know, they're a great group of receivers. You know, they got Ruben Randall, you know, of course, Odell. The tight ends, they got a couple guys come in out of there. You know, it's a good skill group. You know, all the guys have great ball skills, you know, competing every route. You know, especially Odell, he's a great player, but, you know, we just got to come out there ready to play like we always do.
How do you describe your own individual preparation, the way you study film and look for tendencies in your potential matchups?
You know, it's all about memorization and, you know, just being smart at the same time. So, you know, whatever I see that brings a hint up in the game, you know, I roll with it, but at the same time, I play it safe too and, you know, just play good football.
How better are you at that aspect of the game today than, say, this time last year or even the beginning of this season in terms of being a student and applying yourself toward that end?
Most definitely, I got way better than last year and, you know, I got better from week one. So, you know, it's all about progressing, moving forward, you know, just trying to do your job right each and every play.
How pleased were you with the performance against DeSean Jackson, 3 catches, 15 yards for him on Sunday?
It was a good game, but, you know, striving for more. You know, I always want more. You know, it's a week-to-week league, so you got to perform each and every week.
How about the way the secondary continues to evolve? Justin Coleman, a young guy, much in the same position you were a year ago. Logan making plays, 4 interceptions, plus the safeties. How pleased are you with the progress you guys have made as a unit?
If we peaked week one, you know, that wouldn't be a good idea. But, you know, we peak as the season progresses, so, you know, that's a good sign of, you know, we communicating better, playing together better, and, you know, just being good overall. So, you know, it must continue.
It is important to tackle in the secondary in any game, of course, but against the Giants in particular, they get a lot of yards after a catch. You're a good tackler. Those other guys I mentioned are as well. How much pride do you guys take in that part of your game?
You know, cornerback, you know, we most definitely you want to cover the guys, but, you know, you got to be able to tackle too. You know, if your guy catches the ball, you want to just have that catch and probably a yard or two afterwards, you know, not like 30, 40 yards after the catch. So, you know, tackling is a big deal. So that's what we got to do.
We're surrounded right now by a large contingent of media. You didn't have to deal with this a year ago. What's this experience been like for you after a whirlwind of an offseason?
It's been a big different experience, you know, a lot of attention, you know, it comes with it, so, you know, I accept it as it is.
Any particular piece of advice you've gotten from an older teammate or even a mentor back home or from your background that's helped you in this process staying grounded?
You know, it's, you're always going to have better days, you're going to have some bad days, so, you know, you got to keep it level because, you know, you never know when the table going to turn, so you got to keep your head on a steady pace.
Malcolm, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, all yours.